With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A one-time Biden family business partner scorches the president during an explosive opening statement at a House hearing.
Tony Bobulinski, a former Navy officer who worked alongside first son Hunter Biden and first brother James Biden on a venture in China, told House investigators his testimony will help prove President Biden is corrupt. The family business partner turned whistleblower said that President Biden was the, quote, brand his family sold to get rich from foreign governments.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. After the House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, the next step is a Senate impeachment trial. That's expected to start later in the month. House Republicans are losing a seat to a Democrat. Tom Suozzi won yesterday's special election in New York. That loss leaves the GOP with a razor-thin two-seat majority in the House of Representatives. Also at SRNNews.com, although he supports more aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, Republican Senator Tom Cotton says he was forced to vote against a $95 billion funding bill because Democrats removed provisions that would help secure the U.S. southern border.
We still need to take action to force the hand of a stubborn, recalcitrant president and his party, who's more invested in open borders than they are in securing our border, for that matter, helping our allies overseas.
The Arkansas Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. The foreign aid bill has now landed in the Republican-led House, which may or may not take it up. Wall Street appears poised to bounce back a day after surprisingly high U.S. inflation data sent stocks tumbling. Stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 103 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 106 points. This is SRN News. The Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council has released a study that reveals declining religious freedom in the West. There were 168 incidents over the last 3 years.
Where the government was going after Christians in a specific case. So it's not just bad religious freedom policies that a country might have or a new piece of legislation that was bad. It was specific incidents where Christians were paying the price for living out their faith.
Spokesman Ariel Del Turco says if religious liberty declines in free countries, believers elsewhere will suffer.
There's not going to be anyone to speak up for Christians in Nigeria who are being slaughtered by terrorists or Christians in China who are being imprisoned. It's dangerous not just for those of us who live in these Western democracies. It's dangerous for those around the world.
The U.S. has the most violations of religious freedom among Western nations. You can view the report in its entirety at frc.org. This is SRN News. Ukraine's military claiming victory at sea against Russia.
Ukraine's military has said it has sunk a Russian landing ship in the Black Sea. Although the claim has not been confirmed by Russian forces, Ukraine's general staff said the Caesar Kunikov was hit using naval drones. It also said the ship sank near Alupka, a city on the southern edge of the Crimean Peninsula that Moscow annexed in 2014. The ship can carry 87 crew members. It's the second time in 2 weeks that Ukrainian forces have said they sank a Russian vessel in the Black Sea. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities say they are reviewing how the shooter who opened fire at a Houston megachurch last weekend was able to legally purchase and obtain a gun used in the attack, despite a years-long criminal record as well as a history of mental illness. More details at SRNNews.com.